with all the discussion from the first half of the hour about the Twitter battle over the weekend and the general subject of President Trump's endorsement of Tommy Tuberville in this Alabama Senate runoff for the Republicans, and what we talked about with Quinn, the people that have lined up to defend Jeff Sessions. Let's bring on to the air Jeff Sessions to talk more about that. Thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Sean, good to be with you and the people of Mobile, hometown indeed.
Yep, and your datelines for your campaign come from Mobile. So, yes, you come out of here. Of course, you're running a statewide race, but home here in Mobile. Let's talk a little bit about this weekend, because I had to go back and look at it retrospectively, the back and forth between the president and you on Twitter. Give us your take for what he was saying, what he said on Cheryl Atkinson's show, what he's been saying, and your pushback against this. Let's start with the recusal. I know I've asked you this question 15 times, but let's do it again.
Well, look, we had a disagreement. He and I don't agree that the law required me to recuse myself. First, there's a official law of the Department of Justice that says you can't participate in an investigation of a political organization if you were a part of that political organization in a role. And I had a role in the campaign and traveled all over the country for Donald Trump. I was the number one politically elected official that traveled with him all over, if you want to know the truth. And then additionally, as Attorney General Ed Meese under Ronald Reagan said, Sessions had to recuse because he would be a witness in the case, and you can't investigate a case in which you're a key witness. And thirdly, they started accusing me of having connections to the Russians. There's no way any DA in Mobile, Ashley Rich, or anywhere else can investigate an organization of which they have a role in and could be a witness and even a possible defendant in. So it was, to me, required. Look, the president and I disagree on that. He's not changing his mind. But we did not, Sean, we did not disagree on any of the substantive issues that I fought for in the Senate, that he campaigned on, and I helped him achieve as Attorney General. Several conservatives said there was no cabinet department more faithful to the Trump agenda than the Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions. I believe that's true. I want to help him be successful. We disagree on this, but we don't disagree on the great issues that will come before the Senate. And the people of Alabama elected me last time, Sean, without an opponent. I didn't even have an opponent on the ballot. I have been faithful and true to the people of Alabama. They have trusted me. If they send me back to Washington, they can trust me again. They just can't. But we don't know who Tommy Tuberville is. I mean, he never took a political position in his life in the first 65 years. His home is on the beach in Florida, multi-million-dollar house, and he claimed homestead on there 18 months ago. He was claiming his home officially in Florida 18 months ago. I've traveled this state continually from corner to corner. I know what the issues are in Washington. We have an opportunity with Trump's reelection to achieve the great values that we fought for in Alabama. I've fought for, put my heart and soul in. This guy, we don't know what he believes. You cannot judge him simply on what his ads say. Ads are paid for by consultants and drafted by consultants to tell the voters what they want to hear. But I'm prepared to say to him, you've accused me of being the swamp, big tough guy. You say it's strength to stand in a weight room while somebody's lifting weights, but I stood up for Donald Trump. Where were you? You did zero for Donald Trump. You never helped him one bit. You haven't stood for his values one bit. And in fact, Tommy Tuberville, you have taken positions directly contrary to Donald Trump on some key issues. Key issues like China. He says, I don't agree with Trump's China policy. He says, I'm 100% free trader. I oppose tariffs. President Trump uses the tariffs to protect American business for a change. That's the big change in his election. That's why I supported him. So I just would say that there are a lot of things out there. It's time for him to come out from hiding, come before the people of Alabama, and defend his values and his principles and his beliefs. We have no idea what he really believes. There'll be thousands of votes in the Senate, not just one or two for Donald Trump. And you need an advocate, somebody who's working, battling every day to try to win votes and not just cast a vote every now and then. And that's the kind of thing that we're talking about. So I've challenged him today to five different debates throughout the state to talk about the great issues of our time. And he needs to say to me what he's been saying on the Internet, that I'm a part of the swamp, that somehow I've sold out to these special interest swamp creatures, when I was the one that stood against them. I fought the immigration bill. I fought the trade bill. I was the first to endorse Donald Trump. How can that be part of the swamp? He's the one that's saying things that are very, very troubling. I don't think Alabamians know fully what he actually believes, and he's not ready for this job, and he needs to say these things to my face if he's so tough. Come and say them in a debate. If he won't debate me, will he debate Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, like I've done repeatedly in the Senate for years? So it's time for us to man up. I'm looking forward to this campaign. We're going to take this case to him. He's going to have to come out of hiding. He's going to have to say who he is and prove why it was that for the first 65 years of his life, he never even said he was a Republican. Give me a break.
Why? And look at it, several texts, I get calls about this all the time. Why is it better for you to go back to Washington than someone with new blood? I mean, I'm looking at people this morning. Tuberville's new blood, get a new start. Maybe it goes back to that claim of Tuberville in the swamp. But they're saying, why you when you have a new person you can send to Washington?
Well, the people of Alabama, Sean, have given me the opportunity to become knowledgeable about issues that he has no knowledge about, apparently has had no interest in his entire life. And if I had gone soft, if I had joined the swamp, if I had become part of the establishment, if I had become politically correct, if I had bought into Wall Street, then you need to throw me out. But I never did. I'm ready to hit the ground running. And let me just say this. He's wrong. He's lying that I'm part of the swamp, number one. That's the big lie. When I stood for the people against the Republican establishment and everybody else in Washington on more than one occasion. But he's wrong on China. He says we don't need to talk about China now. He said, quote, Trump is, I don't agree with Trump on China policy. He says we've got 400,000 Indians that got skilled from India, and we want them to come here and take jobs in America. We don't have jobs for 400,000 Indians. These are white-collar jobs. These are not ag jobs. Only 15% of these foreign jobs are going to agriculture. We need to protect American interest. He says he does not approve of tariffs. He does not, that he's a 100% free trader. Well, the leftist. 100% free traders is totally different from Donald Trump.
So why is he endorsed? So that's the question many people will say. So why the endorsement when those things are so contrary to the platform of President Trump? Why is he endorsing Tuberville?
Well, the president feels, you know, he's still upset about this recusal. It's the only thing we've disagreed on, but he's still upset about it. There's no mystery about this. I mean, he's very clear about it. So what I'm saying to the people of Alabama is, this is your Senate seat. I know the president feels strongly, but I'm the one that you've trusted over the years. I have been worthy of your trust. The Lord given me the ability to be worthy in that way. I really have. I've been faithful and honest about my values. And so I'm saying to the people of Alabama, it's your Senate seat. Yes, you can listen to the president's endorsement, but he doesn't vote in Alabama. You vote. You vote for who knows this state, who can protect Austell, who stands with Airbus, who helped bring ThyssenKrupp, who defended the Coast Guard and that Bates, and all those issues that I have been active in over the years. I'm ready to do that. He's shown no interest in it, even. He's not ready to represent us. I'm really afraid that he would be a part of the really the big business globalist establishment, if you look at his language and who's supporting him. So that's the clear issue in the campaign. I'm looking forward to it. Now we've got Memorial Day past us. We're focusing on this campaign. I intend to take my case to the people of Alabama to remind them of what I've stood for, what we as a people have stood for. It's right for America. I will be effective in defending that. Tommy Tuberville has no proof of record. He hasn't been vetted politically or personally or financially. The Democrats are, I'm going to tell you that. But I have. You know me. You know where I stand. And you know I've been tested.
I want to run through just a crush of questions coming in here. And I would just grab two here before we go to the news break. It said, so Dale says AG Sessions should have quit instead of recusing himself. His recusal allowed the coup plus Mueller to continue.
Well, the investigation did develop. Well, what happened was I could not investigate myself in the campaign I was a part of, so I did recuse myself. Later, when the man President Trump nominated to be the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, announced that he was going to have a special counsel, to my complete surprise, and the President was very upset about that, I submitted my resignation. And as the Mueller report says, I try not to talk about our internal conversations, but I submitted my resignation right then, and he rejected it, wrote on it, not accepted. Make America Great Again, Donald Trump.
So I did.
I was never trying to hold on and hurt everything I did by remaining silent, not getting in an argument with the president, not letting the liberal media bait me into saying critical things, which they desperately tried to do. The liberal media desperately tried to get me to criticize him. I refused to do so because I wanted him to be successful, even though we'd had this disagreement over recusal.
This texture says, why didn't you investigate Hillary Clinton?
Well, we did investigate Hillary Clinton, and I appointed a outside U.S. attorney from Utah, and he's still yet to report to Attorney General Barr. His final report is not in yet, I don't think. But his charge was to completely review that and to recommend a special counsel if one was needed. Or to what else needed to be done on a lot of the Clinton issues.
All right, let's do this. We're going to run to the news break, come right back. More with Jeff Sessions. I got your text coming in here for questions as well. We'll get to those and talk more about this debate, five debates in the state that Jeff Sessions has challenged Tommy Tuberville to. We'll get to that when we return. Right, 853 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. You're right back into our conversation with former AG Jeff Sessions, of course, candidate in the runoff for the Republican primary for Senate. Of course, we haven't had a chance to discuss the general because we're mired in this runoff in the primary. And you have now challenged Tommy Tuberville to five debates. Where are you going to hold those debates?
Well, I'd love to have one right with you. You could host it. We could go to Florida if that make him feel better, where he's been living. Homestead in Florida. His home in Florida, some multi-million dollar house in a gated community, in November of 2018, 18 months ago. I'm willing to go anywhere to debate this matter. The reason a debate is so important, it's not about who's clever in a debate, but it's what does Tommy Tuberville believe and stand for? Is he willing to answer those kind of questions? Donald Trump, I was with Donald Trump at every debate. I helped him with every debate. Donald Trump took on all challengers. Anybody asked him a question, he told them exactly what he thought. Tommy Tuberville's hiding out. He's asking Republicans in Alabama to make him our nominee for the United States Senate. And we don't know anything about him, really. The ads are not Tommy Tuberville. The ads are political consultants. What does he believe? And what I'm seeing him say out of his own mouth as he's traveled around the state are very, very dangerous things. He says he does not. He's 100% free trader. He's against tariffs. He says Trump is wrong about China. He says we need to bring in more workers. He's never once now said that even in this pandemic, when we have zero jobs, that we need to control and stop bringing in more workers under existing law. I just tell you, this is a serious thing. We do not need to send somebody to Washington who's not going to advocate for our values. And he's accused me of being part of the swamp. Well, say it to my face. That is a big lie. There's nobody in the Senate that stood more resolutely for the people's interest than I have over, and for Donald Trump against the establishment, which made them all furious, the Republican Senate. I've broken ranks with the Republican Senate many times and certainly been a fighter against the leftists of the Democratic Party regularly. So people can count on me. They know where I stand. They know I know what I'm talking about. We need to create a new long-term policy like containment we did with the Soviet Union to deal with China. We just have to. It has to be bipartisan. I'd like to help on that. I know exactly how we need to set about doing that. And so he doesn't. I'm worried about it a lot of ways, but I think Alabamians do not need to wake up and find they've sent a nubbin to Washington, someone who doesn't understand the issues and really not interested. How could he go his whole life and not express interest in some of these important issues? So anyway, that's why I think we need a debate. If he's going to criticize me, say it to my face.
Right. I have just about 30 seconds left here, but there are a lot of big-name conservatives in the media that have, we talked about them in the earlier part of the hour, that have stood up for you here in social media and on their TV shows and all that. Can you give us a quick glance at what they tell you if you go behind the scenes? Do they tell you?
People know this is, the president feels strongly about this recusal, but it's not right. They know I'm rock solid. So Ann Coulter's been out there pounding away.
Yes.
I got a call from Attorney General Ed Meese just a few weeks ago, 10 days ago or so, out of the blue. He said, you tell me any conservative that doesn't think you're conservative, I'll call him. You want me to do speak out for you, I will. Former Attorney General under Bush, Judge McKenzie, a warrior against terrorism, tweeted for me yesterday, hammered Mr. Tuberville, I got to say. And so that's the kind of thing. The people who on the immigration fight know it. NRA, A-plus rating, they've endorsed me. Tony Perkins and Family Research Council, they've endorsed me. The ICE officers, the Immigration Officers Association, said I was the number one supporter in all of Congress for them and their agenda. That's 535 members of Congress. They said I was number one. I've not been a part of the swamp.
There you go.
Why did I endorse Trump? So I was at all of Trump's debates, helped him on those, and he never hesitated to speak up and defend his views. Tommy Tuberville is hiding. All we know about him is what his media people put out, and that cannot be trusted.
Jeff Sessions, thank you for your time, and we'll talk again.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff Sessions checking in.